Jonathan Milan leaves Bulgaria empty-handed after two disappointing sprints at the Giro d'Italia. This outcome raises questions about his future performance as he aims to reclaim his status as a top sprinter. Milan, riding for Lidl Trek, finishes fourth and second in the initial stages, falling short against Paul Magnier of Sodal Quickstep, who now leads in the points classification. During stage one, Milan loses touch with his leadout train in the chaotic final kilometers, unable to capitalize on his position as he avoids a major crash. In stage three, he attempts to anticipate the sprint, but misjudges the timing, allowing Magnier to overtake him with a superior finish. Milan admits, "I went too early, before the final curve. I got the timing wrong." Despite these setbacks, he acknowledges improvements as a team since the first sprint and remains focused on future opportunities. The absence of key road captain Jasper Stuyven, now with Sodal, complicates Lidl Trek's strategy, but Milan remains optimistic, stating he is not demoralized by his recent results. As the Giro progresses, his performance will be closely watched as he seeks redemption in upcoming stages.